the brown envelope. The best of times, none better, till the recent trouble at any rate. I was happy and full and shiny and fat. And I mean fat. Straining at the seams, fat, corners worn away, fat, bulkier than a gangster's overcoat, fat. Fat, 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 fat. No joke was it the best of times, the best of the best. The brown paper of me was only bursting. Sure, I had to be taped around with sellotape. That's how good it was. Full of it, too right I was. From the day I slid out of the factory, I was full. And nothing do I like better, nothing in this whole wide mortal world, than to be filled up, stuffed to the gum flaps with crisp green 100 euro notes and their cute little stars and dinky watermarks and even that map they put on to show you all of the places you can take me on a weekend break. It was warm too in those days, discreetly vouchsafed as I was into the welcoming grasp of my new master, slipped then by his mindful hand into the silk-lined pocket of a cashmere overcoat, safely stowed at the end of the day in an old yellow pages, or a fireproof safe, or, my favourite, the back of the wife's knicker drawer. Not a whisper of wind or rain fell upon me. It was all quiet and dark places for me and my like. Once in a while we would take a trip to the sun, Spain or Florida, deep stowed in linings or pouches, pressed into a novel, but always would I find my way back to the old haunts, the Tiger Circuit of Kildare Street, and the Galway Tent, and this golf club or that. Ah, the days of wine and roses, and cranes on the skyline, and hookers in the afternoon, and little old me. God be with the days. You'd think that with electronic money they'd have no time for me, but they do. And they don't like the white fellows with their fancy windows. Sure, who would, all pure as they are, and serious and spotless clean? Would make you sick, so it would, just looking at them. What would you be doing with a white envelope? Sure, they're only for the church to send out for their contribution, or the kiddies to bring into their porta cabins filled with supermarket tokens for to buy an old keyboard or two for the school, or to pass on some piece of bad news to those weaklings on a waiting list for operations or tests or some other shite. Mickey Mouse stuff. Nothing to interest premium stationery, the cut of me and mine, miserable Egypts with their miserable little lives, walked on and spit upon by the kind of men I like, and so much the better for them when they are. If they don't smell of money, they don't smell right to me, and I'm never wrong about that smell. True, I'm a little slimmer now in these the worst of times, worst of the worst. There's me now, sharp-edged and dull, and ranged with my fellows in those dusty boxes on the stationer's shelf, awaiting the call. But that call will come, make no mistake. They'll get bored with all this out-in-the-open crap, this new level of scrutiny they keep banging on about morning, noon, and night. They always do get bored, and then it's back to business for me and my pals, and our fleet of paper oblongs will fan back out across the country through the hotel lobbies and the departure gates and the constituency offices, back into the quiet places where the lights don't shine, and things will be the right way up again, and the best of times will be back upon us. The Lord knows what currency they'll be stuffing in me then. But money's all the same to me, whatever name they give it. Once I'm fat and circulating round and round, all will be well, and back upon us again will be the best of times. Thank you.